Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. And here we go with another hour of power, less 20 minutes. I'm Tom O'Neill. This is Tom on the Radio. And we're anxiously anticipating and waiting something that a lot of us weren't prepared for, and some of us are not taking it for face value. Raw's in a commercial break, but right afterwards it's scheduled to be a love fest for one Daniel Bryan in his home state of Washington. Earlier on Twitter, Daniel Bryan said that due to medical reasons, he will be retiring from the WWE immediately. So the outpouring of love and all that has been overwhelming on all the social media platforms. But as we wait to celebrate the career of Daniel Bryan, Steve Baxley is with me. Something tells me that we can't take this for face value.
Yeah, I'm. When I read his tweet the first time, and a few other things, it just sort of brought back memories of when Ric Flair had that quote unquote heart attack in the WCW Nitro era.
Or era.
Let's see, in the latter stages of WCW's Monday Nitro.
So in other words, to get a cheap reaction.
Yeah. If he retires, if he says, I'm retiring from in-ring competition, then I'll say, okay, congratulations, you're going to be a manager. But if he says, I'm going to retire, then I have to question. You know what they say, question with authority. You know the old saying, the old proverb, fool me once, shame on me, fool me twice, shame on them. We were down this road too many times.
Yeah.
Too many times.
Allegedly he had concussion and back issues.
I mean, the only time the WWE ever went honest with anyone's departure was when Edge retired because of his injuries that were so severe. If he took one more bump, he'd be crippled for life. Now, you look at a guy by the name of Kurt Angle. He hurt his neck.
Mm-hmm.
Very dangerously doing one of these high flying spots when he was, I do believe, about to enter TNA.
Okay. Daniel Bryan is in the ring soaking up all of his accolades from the WWE universe. He's probably all the closest.
And then all of a sudden, now he's doing a farewell tour. Again.
Right before WrestleMania.
Again, like I said, Kurt Angle, TNA, he's going to retire now, doing a farewell tour. Interesting.
Yeah, and then we're not downing, you know, the sincerity.
No. We're not downing the sincerity.
Let's just remember, it is called sports entertainment, and
accent on
you
the
have to do inner, yeah, and especially this year, the WWE has to do all it can to create as much buzz as possible going into the biggest WrestleMania ever.
Well, But I find it interesting, Bryan Danielson.
Yes, that's right. That's his real name.
Announces his retirement the week that the WWE will not let him out of his contract. Interesting.
Oh, that's a nice wrinkle I didn't know about.
So, methinks I smell a wee bit of a four-legged, small New York rodent.
You smell a rat? Oh, no, you smell a dirty rat?
I smell a million-dollar dirty rat by the name of Vincent Kennedy McMahon, realizing that his little precious show is going down the toilet, needs something to boost up the ratings. What better way than to have somebody, quote-unquote, retire?
In his home state, on the last segment of Raw.
Now you're getting it. They didn't give Edge the last segment. They gave him the top floor segment. Oh, here we go. Oh, yes, that's true.
I guess this is the soft part, to suck people in and then something's going to happen.
Yeah, I have a feel. I don't know. I want to believe, but I'm sort of timid.
You're so jaded.
Yes.
When it comes to this, because we've seen this so many times.
Wait a minute, I thought the Big Show wasn't supposed to be in ringside. He said he was going to address the giant elephant in the room. Bad joke, I know, but...
This is kind of, this is not getting me. I mean, we're talking about this as we speak. By the way, Daniel Bryan is addressing his fellow Washingtonians. Oh, look at that. People are crying. And it's all emotional. And there's a 12-man flag in the stands. So, I'm just waiting. We're just waiting for the punchline.
Yes, yes. If there is a punchline, I don't know. To borrow a line from Ronald Reagan, trust, yet verify.
And he hasn't verified it yet.
Not yet. He's just, he's doing what we like to call the old soft shoe. He's doing some easy tap dancing.
Yeah. But I mean, I got thinking about this today until we started talking. If this is legit, I'd say he'd go into the Hall of Fame this year.
I do believe that, too.
If it's legit. But now you've got me thinking, as I'm talking to you and talking to the people who are listening, yes, we are kind of tap dancing, and the conversation is not as fluid as it usually is between me and Steve, because we're both watching the same thing. And, you know, you don't want to get into a conversation about another topic while a breaking topic is going on as we speak.
Concussion.
Oh, he said concussion?
Yeah, he said concussion. So this is starting to
reek of legitimacy.
Yeah, very much so.
Because, and that's why I was think. That's why I was thinking. There is more awareness these days about concussions, and yes, football, hockey players are more prone to concussions because of the nature of the sport. But heavens to think, how many wrestlers have had concussions that people know about and concussions that people don't know about?
True, true.
Two things you don't play with, three things you don't play with in a human body: a heart, a back, and a brain.
That's right. And let's not forget what happened to Chris Benoit, sadly. What happened to other wrestlers, sadly.
What is happening to other wrestlers? I mean, concussions were not the thing in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, or even in the 2000s. And you know, wrestling was not, you know, it was more physical back in the day than it is now. So I'm saying there are a lot of wrestlers that have some serious concussion problems, some that are known and some that are not known.
Well, he went off script. Well, apparently the folks at NBC Universal don't care about the bleep button. Okay, you sheeple, we're running.
Or maybe the pay cuts happen that they don't have somebody at the button.
Hey, hey. Here we go.
Wow.
I am now beginning to say, I take
this is legit.
Part. I say 100%.
Yes, and can you imagine all the bumps he's been taking over 16 years?
Yeah, we know you love Bree. You love
and Bree loves
like
you. He
okay,
loves what?
Okay. He loves the Seahawks. That deserves the bell.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Get, yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Break out the bell.
Break out the bell. This is starting to go from a retirement.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Let's see what else. Class. I love the Washington Huskies. I love the fish market. We're reacting to live WWE Raw of Daniel Bryan announcing his retirement.
Yeah. So I wonder if he's going to play it during every time he makes out with Brie.
Maybe that's the time that they don't make play music.
Yeah, I could see
Let's
it
go
now,
silent.
I could see it now, late at night, Bree's getting ready for that magic moment. She goes, "Can you please come out of the curtain with the music, darling?" No wonder gas prices are up. He wrestles gas stations.
Hey. Uh-oh.
In the words of Ted Koppel, to our USA Network viewers, we will be running late.
Like we care.
Yeah.
I can't remember ever on this show scrapping everything I was going to talk about and reacting to actually something that's happening right in front of me.
Yes, indeed. At first I was skeptical.
No, I'm joyful.
This isn't a retirement. This is a until we meet again down the road of
yes.
life.
Mm-hmm. See, people, I think, are into this speech now because every wrestler from now to the end of time, either publicly or privately, has to say the same thing that Daniel Bryan is saying right now.
You bet.
It doesn't last forever. I mean... This is something you don't rehearse. Now, I don't think he could rehearse this one.
I think he talked. I seriously think he had a call from Edge.
Yes. I bet you Brie Bella's crying Puget Sound right now. Now he can.
We can never forget that moment. I don't think Vince will.
Nope.
Bryan Danielson.
But that is something to be in the wrestling business for 16 years. I mean, some don't even last 6 days, let alone 6 months, yet on 6 years.
My dad got this
Yes, we understand there was a Super Bowl yesterday, and
we will talk about that, but
I mean, it's going to be a short, condensed talk about the Super Bowl, and the antics before, during, and after, and let's just say defense wins championships.
And Superman really does get weakened by kryptonite.
Yes, and that kryptonite yesterday was named Wade Phillips.
Oh, yes.
Here it comes.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. Good Lord, she is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
And how can you tell them apart? Yes, get the bell.
Wow.
Oh my goodness, boy, he is finishing strong.
I'll tell you this, Tom.
Tell me.
The last time a chant like this reverberated in an arena, Michigan State Spartans basketball team. Their crowd
there
chanted.
There she is. There's Bree.
But I'll tell you this. Tonight, this tops it. Seattle, which lost Marshawn Lynch to retirement, now gives a farewell to, and forgive me, I'm breaking kayfabe, Brian Danielson.
Yes. And now you know that he is beloved when he gets all this time. And now I understand why they didn't put this at the top of the show. Yeah, this is real.
Oh, boy.
This is real.
It is.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Okay.
We make back to regular programming here.
Yes, we return to the sanity.
Yeah.
Or the insurance.
Yep. We got less than 20 minutes to say what we feel and feel what we say.
Okay.
But
it was very good.
Now, you were mentioning Marshawn Lynch retiring. I believe Daniel Bryant retiring more than I do Marshawn Lynch. I think it's going to be one of those, I will not turn in my retirement papers. Well, you can always turn in retirement papers, but you have to sit out at least a year, I think it goes.
That's right.
But eventually he will come back. I just think that it was more of Seattle saying, we got our running back, we're good, we're going to save millions of dollars. So you can take it the easy way or the hard way. And I think he chose, let me walk away.
Yep, and then this week.
But I think he's going to play somewhere. And I think he's going to finish his career in his hometown.
Mm-hmm. I could see Marshawn Lynch as a Oakland Raider. I certainly can.
I don't know if the Oakland Raiders see themselves as the Oakland Raiders, but I really think that you just don't walk, no matter what position you're in, you just don't walk away. Somebody has to more or less kick you in the teeth out of your profession when you're playing professional sports.
Indeed.
And just because he allegedly saved all of his money, that doesn't mean there is not a reason that he saved all of his money. It's just the alpha in all of these athletes.
Indeed.
Yeah. So don't believe the hype. Don't believe everything you hear. Don't believe everything you see. I don't think we've seen the last of Marshawn Lynch. We've seen the last of him in a Seahawk uniform.
Who say he won't show up in a Raiders uniform? That would be something.
I think that would really be something.
I will agree with you.
And I will say, who says that's not on the works right now?
Mm-hmm.
When March the 9th rolls around, he will be officially released from every contracted thing with the Seattle Seahawks, so he can go to Oakland Raiders. And I think he will go off on that because they're in a different conference. And I think he would play harder if he had a chance to go back to Oakland. Well, Oakland is his hometown. He never played for the Raiders. Let's say it like that. Super Bowl. Right quick, we got to touch on Super Bowl. I'm happy. The better team won. Let's say it like that, and defense wins championships. And I was on board with Cam Newton with his antics and having fun and all that. And saying that if the defense don't like what I do, stop me. Newsflash, they did. But
yes,
the thing is, he is not as man as we thought he was.
We found out. We have all found out that much like the comic book character Superman, Cam Newton also has a little kryptonite.
Yes. Yes. And as I said, that kryptonite is named Wade Phillips, who came up with a defensive scheme that totally frustrated Cam Newton.
He could not find a way away from it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was down on the ground more times than a porn star. He was, well, actually, let me do the joke better. He was He was down on the grass longer than Kim Kardashian. There we go.
Hey. Frontwards or backwards? But his antics afterwards really disappointed me.
I got to agree.
I mean, he's obligated to do a press conference after the game. He came in with a Carolina Panther hoodie over his head, gave terse answers, and after hearing what I think it was Von Miller was saying about the Carolina Panthers' effort or lack thereof, while he was talking, or actually while he was listening, because he spent most of his time listening to said comments and not reacting, but very tersely to questions that were directed at him. But after he heard a lot of what they said, which is all true, he just couldn't take it anymore and walked out of his own press conference. I'm just, everything he said about who he was, what he was, kind of got shot back into reality.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, he got exposed.
Oh, that's, you said it. You said it, Sid. You said it right there. He got exposed. I don't think the defense for Carolina played that bad. It's just that you can't miss field goals. You can't. Your quarterback can't fumble once, let alone twice. The offensive line was confused in blocking schemes, so Cam Newton was hit more times than Kim Kardashian. Still, I said it.
and I got to tell you that the main crux of that, of the crushing defeat, you got to admit, Peyton Manning played it cool as a cucumber, and I love the shot.
I thought you were going to say as cool as the other side of the pillow.
Oh, cool as the other side of the pillow? Yes, indeedy. And I got to tell you, the shot of Peyton's brother, Eli Manning, oh, that was terrific. The stunned look. I mean, I made that out into a meme, as I like to say, as the kids like to say. And I put on there, can I join Nationwide Insurance?
I can't sing as bad as Peyton does, but that's okay. Yeah, I mean, I'll go back. I'll redo Peyton's Cut That Meat commercial. But
I got more.
The sheriff.
I got more than Eli does.
But they both have two rings now.
Yes.
Peyton already knows that eventually he's going to have to face some a press gathering, announce his retirement.
That's right. But are you ready for this? Now, we know that we both know Eli and Peyton both have Super Bowls now. But only Peyton has Super Bowls from two different teams.
That's right. So, but Eli is committed to the New York Giants for the foreseeable future.
This is true.
I think Peyton's retiring.
I got to agree with you. What a better way to say au revoir than to go out on top.
But this is not the au revoir the script writers wanted. Because let's remember past Super Bowl au revoir. namely Jerome Bettis, namely Ray Lewis. You actually knew before the game days was their last game. There is some mystery here about Peyton Williams Manning. That's his full name, by the way. Hey, you actually have teams right now that are saying that if Denver don't want them, we'll take them. Don't care if it's for a year, we'll take them. Among those teams that have publicly stated that we would look into having Peyton Manning on our side are the newly minted L.A. Rams.
Yes. That would be fun.
It would. You already got an excellent run. You already have an excellent running game with Todd Gurley. Young receivers, an up-and-coming offensive line. You'd be living in the second largest market in the country.
Uh-huh.
You'd be God out in L.A.
Oh, yeah.
Shoot. That will conjure up some new nationwide commercials.
Oh, yes.
Hooray for Hollywood for me.
And by the way, I will say this. Ms. Whitney Houston, you have just passed
the
torch. Lady Gaga, what dynamite.
She did. I mean, there were doubts about everything about her makeup to her clothes, to what she's going to wear, how she's going to sing it. She wore perfect makeup. The red gown was perfect, but she killed that national anthem.
She burned it. She owned it.
She owned it.
Whoever does it again next year or next season, two words, good luck.
Luck. Same thing we can say about the halftime, good luck. I think that the NFL turned that halftime inside out when they probably got the research that Coldplay will not be enough to get the desired buzz that the NFL wanted. So that's why they added Beyonce. And then when that wasn't enough, they added Bruno Mars. I mean, the thing is, Beyonce and Bruno Mars did an entire Super Bowl halftime by themselves. Why are you going to add on to the add-on to the add-on? That kind of, especially at the last song that they did, that kind of like, put Coldplay, the original songsters, in an element that they weren't used to.
True.
And, you wouldn't put Prince with somebody. You don't put Michael Jackson with somebody. You don't put Paul McCartney with somebody. So that's why I say I think they weren't getting the worldwide buzz that they wanted with just Coldplay. And there's only but so much greatness you can put in the 12 and a half minutes.
That's right. And by the way, we have the ratings. This just in, ladies and gentlemen, about 7 hours ago, I quoted as it comes up, slowly but surely, by the way, the hell with what USA Today ad meter said, as far as I'm concerned, the Doritos baby won the ad wars.
That was so funny.
In second place, I will give the devil his due. Puppy Baby Monkey was a weird, a creative.
Oh, by the way, that Kickstart, that Mountain Dew Kickstart, the black cherry flavor is to die for.
Indeed.
It is.
CBS's telecast of the Golden Super Bowl from the Golden State fell short of last year's record audience, but it was the third most watched program in television history. 111.9 million viewers watched throughout, peaking with 115.5 million from 8:30 to 9 p.m. for the halftime show. The only telecast to draw a larger audience were last year's Super Bowl between New England and Seattle on NBC and the 2014 matchup between Seattle and Denver on Fox, which was $112.2 million. By the way, the experiment worked. ESPN Deportes, in a brokered arrangement with CBS, broadcast the event on cable and on their cable and satellite network. I think, ladies and gentlemen, the NFL did this just as a little experiment for future Super Bowl coverage on cable and satellite sports networks. Mark my words. I have a feeling it's coming.
I understand. Next year, Fox has it. They got their own Spanish network, Fox Deportes. So you're going to see that next year. And then the year after that, it will be NBC and NBC Deportes.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Oh, actually, it will be on NBC Universal, formerly Mundos.
Okay. But my time is running out, Steve. I got to put this one piece of news in, and it has something to do with somebody we both know something about. Wednesday night at the Palace of Auburn Hills, the Detroit Pistons play the Denver Nuggets. At halftime, the second jersey retirement of the season, Mr. Big Shot, number one, Chauncey Billups, gets his number raised to the rafters. Couldn't happen to a better player, a better professional, and a super nice guy.
That's correct. That is true, and I salute him with class.
Yeah, so, like I said, it comes as the Pistons play the Denver Nuggets, which was a team that Chauncey played for. I'm so happy for him, and I hope he enjoys his day.
I hope so, too.
And with that, we can't say another rousing, because it's not Ronda Rousey, but it was an interesting show with live coverage of Daniel Bryant's retirement speech, which was nothing like we expected, but it was so appreciated. And I'm just so happy that it's not on his terms, but in a way it was on his terms. And I think hopefully whatever things that comes along in his life outside of the ring, that it finds some satisfaction. One of those things came in the ring by the name of Bree Bella. So,
and I hope so.
Yeah, I guess that's the one good. Oh, yeah. I'll take twins. I better get out of here before somebody kicks me in the nose. The Last Call Cafe with Love Nut 6 is Friday at 11:30 on Blog Talk Radio. I'll be on that. And we get to try this again the day after Valentine's Day. As for me, in terms of Valentine's Day, I'll find something to do. Take care, Steve. Take care, everyone.